You are listening to an edited version of Get Radio's Business Brunch, which airs every Sunday at 11 a.m. on DAB Digital Radio across Oxfordshire and online at getradio.co.uk. For copyright reasons, we cannot play the songs mentioned in the show. But for more info and Business Brunch related content, head over to getradio.co.uk.
Get Radio's Business Brunch with Ben Thompson, sponsored by the Oxford Business Community Network. The friendly, no-pressure networking group for Oxfordshire's business people. Discover our membership packages to help you grow your business at obcn.co.uk.
Good morning, this is Get Radio and welcome to the Business Brunch with me, Ben Thompson, owner of Thompson & Terry Recruitment. And every week during the show, I'm really fortunate to be able to talk with great people and share the stories and the expertise and their knowledge. And they're all business leaders, large and small. And I know that you, the listener, really enjoy it as well. On today's show, we're going to be joined by the two superstars behind the Southey Way. So Sarah Southey and Jenny Southey. And to do that, we're going to be talking about their book launch, bringing Jenny into the business. And of course, we're going to talk about lots and lots and lots of health and fitness, which is important for all of us. This is The Business Brunch and me, Ben Thompson. I look forward to welcoming Sarah and Jenny after this. Get Radio. Welcome back to The Business Brunch here on Get Radio. If you are just tuning in, we're joined by Sarah Southey of The Southey Way and Jenny Southey, also of The Southey Way. So for you that don't know Sarah and Jenny, let's introduce them. Sarah, I'm going to go with you first. For those who don't know you, why don't they know you? But in all seriousness, introduce yourself and indeed your business.
So Sarah Southey from The Southey Way. We help people sort out their life and their health their way. So I primarily look at life skills alongside the health. And if you don't know me, I'm also on the Get Radio on a Monday morning doing the same.
Amazing. And the best show, obviously. And Jenny, what about yourself? For those who don't know you.
So I am head of the Health Academy at the Southey Way. So I do pretty much everything health and fitness, but obviously life feeds into health. You can't have one without the other. So yeah, we're just a good team making sure we cover all bases.
Amazing. Perfect. Right, Jenny, you're going to be my first victim. Yourself and Sarah have chosen a song for our listeners this morning. There is pressure. What's your song choice and why have you picked it?
So a song that I've been listening to a lot at the moment, and it's a band that I really love and I have done for years, is the band Nothing But Thieves, and the song is If I Were You. It's just a really good song. It's got some good guitar in it. Yeah, it's just good to listen to.
Oxfordshire Station, Get Radio.
Welcome back to The Business Brunch here on Get Radio. Following that great song chosen by Jenny, we've heard all about The Southey Way, and we've also heard about Jenny and Sarah. So Sarah, I'm really keen to kill the suspense firstly, if that's okay. You are an author, you've launched a book, everybody must know about your book, but for those who don't, what's your book all about, why did you launch it, and why should people go and buy themselves a copy?
Okay, well, the book is called SOS Your Life, and it's very, very cool. It's about taking choice and responsibility for how we live our lives and how you can actually do that. So the reason why we decided a book was needed was because there's only two of us to go around. We can't help everyone. So I thought, what would be a great thing is to put a lot of how we work into writing so that you could literally pick up the book, get the foundations and DIY your life yourself. A lot of the time people avoid making the choices because they don't know what choices they've got and they don't know how their life could be different. So the book is designed to guide you through, help you with some examples, some exercises. And if you don't know how to live your best life, or you don't even know what your best life looks like, or if you are already living your best life and it's going a little awry with life's curveballs, then this is the book that is going to give you the tools to do it yourself.
Amazing, amazing. And congrats on the book launch. I can promise you, if you're listening, we're going to have a couple more plugs of the book over the next hour. But Jenny, I'm going to come over to you with fitness in mind. You, for those who are watching, see all of the dumbbells behind you. So talk to us about exercise. I think it's widely reported that us Brits and don't do enough exercise. What for those listening at home who don't do enough exercise, in inverted commas, what's the first step?
So a small step is a good step. Any movement is going to be good movement. Obviously, strength training, I always endorse that, but not everyone can get into a gym 5 days a week or what you think you should do. If movement, more movement, looks like 5 minutes walking in the middle of your day, so that you get up and move a little bit, that is going to help. It'll help mentally, it'll help physically. Just starting movement will help. So small steps is what I would say. Mm. One little step to make your way to a bigger goal.
Mm, no, absolutely. And Sarah, it might be something that you come on, or Jenny, you may want to continue. I think that a lot of your philosophy is that there isn't a one size fits all, and it's about being unique to the individuals. How do individuals decide what's right for them? Because you've got different ends of the spectrum, haven't you? You've got somebody that's taking one step, and you've got other people that are running ultra marathons. How do you mm-hmm. decide the amount of exercise that's right for you?
So, in my opinion, it's really dependent on the person. I think the best thing to do and the easiest thing to do is to start with what feels good and what feels the most enjoyable. So if you're somebody that has a strong aversion to exercise and you don't like the idea of getting into a gym, if you can find one little thing that you enjoy and go there and think about doing that, then that will open up the avenue that you want to go down. I think a really big thing to remember is to not compare yourselves to others. It's really, really visible in, I'm going to sound really odd now, in our day and age with social media and so many people telling you that you should do this and you should do that. It's really easy to compare yourself to others. There will be no person that is doing what you're doing. It is just finding what you enjoy, what you potentially don't hate as much as the other. It might literally be as simple as that.
Mm. I think you make a really good point here, which I think can extend to business in general, is that we live in an Instagram world, don't we? And, mm-hmm. you know, everybody must have a six pack, everybody must have the most successful business, but that isn't true. But I guess for those who are listening now who are maybe scared to go into a gym because they don't feel that they look the way they should, or they don't feel as if they should go for a run because they don't feel that they are able to run as far as they could go, what's both your takes on that? What would you say to those people listening at home?
So I'll go first because I'm already talking. I would say, again, with the small step, even just entering a gym mm-hmm. is going to be a step towards getting comfortable and confident in that space. But if you have a friend that regularly goes to the gym and you feel comfortable and safe around them, maybe going along with them, even if you don't exercise, just so that you can be in that environment and maybe break down some of the fear surrounding it. Because I know that I've been into commercial gyms and felt overwhelmed. And, it's really easy to compare yourself to others in that kind of environment. So making it feel as safe and as welcoming as possible, finding gyms that do have that kind of ethos helps as well. Those would be my two big points.
Amazing. Yeah. Amazing. What's your take on this, Sarah?
I would say whatever change you want to do in your life, whether it be exercise or skills, getting a home work harmony going, whatever it is, I mean, it all affects our health, right? Knowing why you're doing it, and that will help you get motivated, stay consistent, and create a sustainable pattern of change. So for example, if you really, really like horse riding, but you don't like the gym, but you know that to get better at horse riding, you need to have a stronger core and stronger leg strength, then that will give you the reason to go and do some strength training in the gym, even though perhaps gym training is not for you. One of the things that we do work really well with is a variety of different people, because you're right, it's all individual based. You can't just throw a blanket over it and say, this is what everybody should be doing, because, you know, we are all very different people. I mean, Jenny's grown up in the environment that I've created. She's fully on board with the Southey Way ethos. She's still a very, very different person to me because she's not me. And how she works in her training is very different to how I work in my training. And how you would work, Ben, in your training, whatever that looks like. So knowing why you're doing something is the thing that creates the change, because it's the driver, not because you've been told you should do it.
No, absolutely. And I think that, you know, it's worth mentioning this is a business show, and most people listening will be business leaders. And I think that it's often one of the traits, isn't it, of business leaders, that they don't like being told what to do.
I hate being told what to do.
I couldn't have guessed that. I couldn't have guessed. No, really, really fascinating. And I know a lot of your work isn't just about exercise and doing a bicep curl. And I'm saying that slightly with jest. What are the other things that are factors, and what are some of the other things to consider around being healthy, in inverted commas?
I would say one of the biggest things that affects business owners is the inability to put themselves at the top of the list. And the biggest thing that can create change within a business for a business owner is putting themselves at the top of the list. Because you cannot run your business effectively if you are not running yourself effectively. So the great change that you can make within your business is to look after yourself so that you are in the best shape that you can be in mentally, physically, and emotionally, so that you can then give more. It's the oxygen mask scenario. You know, if you're on the plane and the oxygen masks drop down, you put your own mask on before you help anybody else. Because then you've got something to give. You can't give to your business, give to your family, give to your friends, give to your community, if what you are running from is lacking. If you've got nothing left to give, you can't keep giving. So I would say that's a really strong reason to put yourself at the top of the list and make as much time for looking after yourself, your health, mentally, physically, and emotionally, as you do your family and your business and your community and your all the things.
That's a really, really, really good point. I love that analogy around the oxygen mask, because I think it will resonate with so many. Sarah, Jenny set a very high bar in terms of song choice, and we've heard that you've got no hope of matching that bar. Can you prove us wrong? What's your song choice and why have you picked it?
Well, last time I was on your show, I chose Reach for the Stars by S Club 7. And it is one of the theme tunes in the shed when I'm working in the shed with the clients. But I have gone different, because the book is based on a roadmap for life and the journey that we take through life. I thought, why don't we get a travel-based song? So I have chosen On the Road Again by Nellie Wilson. No, Willie Nelson, not Nellie Wilson, Willie Nelson.
Introducing you to local trusted experts. This is The Business Brunch, sponsored by the Oxford Business Community Network, the friendly, no-pressure networking group for Oxfordshire's business people. Sign up to our mailing list at obcn.co.uk.
Welcome back to The Business Brunch here on Get Radio. If you are listening at home, we would like you to get in touch with Get Radio and you can make the decision on who has the better music taste. We're handing it over to you, the listeners, and we will be feeding back. If you are just tuning in, we are joined by Jenny Southey and Sarah Southey. who run a wonderful business that supports so many, and also written a wonderful book to have that larger impact. Before the song, we've spoken about the book, and absolutely, please buy a copy. How can they buy a copy, Sarah?
Any good online bookstore, the one that begins with A or the one that begins with B is right there.
There we go.
But it's called SOS Your Life, just in case you wanted. But putting my name into Amazon is really cool. So do that.
Amazing. There we go. I did pre-warn you, listeners, we're going to get some plugs throughout this morning. But today we're really talking about all things health and fitness. So how does health and fitness align with each other? And Jenny, I'm gonna pick on you here, because I think that we all know the people that can run a long way, but it doesn't necessarily mean that they're healthy. Am I right in saying that? How do you align the two?
So health is a really subjective thing, and we're clearly getting a theme. It's all very subjective. There is no one size fits all, like we were saying earlier. It depends what somebody's wants, goals, needs are in relation to health. So whether it is getting stronger for some form of sport, whether it's getting stronger so that, you know, as you age, your bones are strong enough so that you have potentially more stability in your joints, being able to function well as a human being, or whether your focus is more on functioning well for something really specific and niche. So yeah, health is such a broad blanket term. It's exercise, it's nutrition, and it's mental. It's all so interlinked, and it's really up to the person and what their, like I said, their needs, wants, and where they are. That's where we'd gauge that from. But yeah, very individual, not one size fits all, is how I would say.
I wouldn't mind, if possible, talking about mental health now, because I think there's been a lot of, we've had a lot of shows talking about mental health, and I think there's been a lot of studies of talking about the connection between mental health and physical health. It's also been reported how many people are struggling with their mental health. I think, again, I'm not an expert, so please do educate me if I'm wrong, but my understanding is that when there's bad stuff happening in the world and when there's pressure, it's not good for people's mental health. So for those who are listening who are really struggling with mental health, firstly, is there a connection between physical health and mental health? And what would be your advice? Either could pick that.
I would say there is absolutely a connection. It's all connected. We are one being, so mental will absolutely feed into physical and vice versa. A lot of people do get told, oh, you should exercise if you feel bad, and there is a point in that. It's not a fix-all. Nothing is ever going to be a fix-all, so there's a lot of work around other areas that you would need to do, but I will hand over to Sarah, because she is good at this stuff, so she'll have a very different viewpoint to me.
Not a very different viewpoint.
Not
at all. Exactly,
but
the same viewpoint, just from a slightly different perspective. I think exercise physically promotes exercise mentally. When you move your body, it creates extra blood flow that goes through all our muscles, including the big muscle in our heads, which is our brain. And that is super useful. Also creates this hormone cocktail that helps us feel a lot better. As somebody that has used exercise to improve my mental health, that's exactly how I started on this journey. I didn't start exercising for any kind of physical need. I started exercising because my head was away with the fairies and I did not know how to address it. So I literally started walking. At one point, I mean, it's in the book, at one point I was going, the only way I could leave the house was either when I was looking after the children and they had to be somewhere, or I decided that I was going to go for, and I could walk to the gate. And then the next day I walked from the gate to the first lamppost, because I had such anxiety about going outside and being part of the world. And I used the physical of walking to create some mental headspace. It's you can use it both ways. When you're mentally stuck, something's challenging you in life, going for a walk or doing any kind of movement, doing different can help create some mental space so that you go do something different. Your subconscious mind will then still be working on whatever problem it is, but you're more likely to get a solution. It goes hand in hand with things like sleep. In terms of sleep is like our foundational principle. Most people are worried about whether they're eating superfoods. I mean, really, if you're not getting a really good night's sleep, then work on that first. Don't worry about whether you're eating enough pomegranates to get the magic happening. It's a real important part of life. As a, in terms of the pyramid of where we put our effort. And if your brain is struggling, doing something that doesn't involve your brain can help create the space in your brain to carry on working on the problem. Does that make any sense at all?
Without doubt. No, really, really good points. We've spoken quite a lot about ourselves or e.g. the people listening about themselves as opposed to ourselves. And I'm keen to move this on to businesses because I think that most responsible or all responsible business owners will really want the best for their people, won't they? They want to look after those people that are working for them. And I know that some businesses have done some great work around mental health. Some businesses have done some really great work around physical health. And I know, should we give Mr. Craddock a little plug here? Bless him.
Yes, I think he does need one.
So James, who co-owns Get Radio and Get Support, they've put a gym in place. I'm going to understand that you guys have done lots of work supporting them and their team in that space. So firstly, Jenny, you shouldn't have nodded there. You can do a better job than I of talking about what they've done over at Get Support and really what you see as the impact there.
So they've done a really, really brilliant job. So they've kitted out the gym with all the essential stuff, lots of strength stuff, lots of cardio stuff. It's wonderful. And then I go over there twice a month and I support anyone that wants to. It's always a choice that wants to come and chat with me. They can come and chat with me about anything exercise related, anything nutrition related, anything that they need support with their physical and just their health in general. So I have been working quite closely with them, and yeah, it's been amazing. And you can really see the difference in, you know, the energy levels. So I ran some inductions and so did Sarah right at the beginning to make sure that everyone knew how everything worked. And over the last, how many months has it been
about
now?
6 months, 7 months?
Yeah. So over those 6 or 7 months, it's just gotten better and better, you know, more and more interest, curiosity. Hopefully people are feeling like it's their space and it's their safe space where they can exercise, which, you know, is something that we'll always encourage, and they've done really well there.
I would like to add the foresight of putting something into a working environment and the support to surround it with so that it's not just a tick box exercise, so that it is not just, you know, look at us, we're doing X, Y, and Z. It actually makes a difference to the people that are involved, to the team. I think that the foresight for doing that was just tremendous. And I really hope that people take from that and go on and do that in their own businesses.
No, absolutely. And do you know what? Of course, the recruiter in me is going to talk about recruitment and money, of course. But actually, you know, yes, it's the right thing to do, and that's why you should do it. Of course, people will always be more important than business. But actually, by having that, you're going to give yourself a competitive difference when recruiting staff. You're also going to give yourself a real difference when retaining staff, because actually, you know, if your employer is giving you somewhere that you can work out and your new employer isn't, it's going to make a massive difference to be able to do a workout at lunchtime. It's going to make a massive difference to your health and wanting to stay somewhere. And what we all know is the biggest cost of recruitment is when it goes wrong. There we go. Recruitment plug. Time for another song. Let's see if the wonderful team at Get Radio can beat you both. And we'll continue the conversation after this.
The Business Brunch Podcast with Ben Thompson. Sponsored by the Oxford Business Community Network. Discover our membership packages to help you grow your business at obcn.co.uk.
Welcome back to the Business Brunch here on Get Radio. If you are just tuning in, we're joined by the wonderful team behind the Southey Way, Jenny and Sarah. And we've spoken about Sarah's book launch, Hold It Up Please Sarah, SOS Your Life. And we've also spoken all about health and fitness and well-being, which is really, really important. I'm now really keen to talk about business, because I think for the purpose of this, it doesn't really matter that you're a fitness business, and just the journey of bringing Jenny into the organisation and really how that happened, and really your advice to from both sides of how it's been successful and for other business owners listening who are thinking about doing a similar thing. So who wants to go first?
Jenny can go first.
Well, volunteered.
So I would say that we're in a very unique position. You know, I've been working here and there with the Southey Way over the years, and then we started to take the proper, that is in quotation marks, route of bringing me on board as a director. And we just did it really slowly, really gradually, and it's just grown and grown. We work really well together, clearly, and I would hope so by now. So we are lucky. You know, you can't always have that. There is bound to be situations where something like this wouldn't have worked for a business, but we essentially did it nice and gradually, made sure that we set our boundaries early on and made sure that we knew what we were in charge of and what we were doing, and that we were still actively bringing in business. I think one of our bigger struggles was actually making sure our message reflected both of us, because if you know the Southey Way, you know that it's been run by Sarah for how long now? 10?
Almost 10 years.
10 years? Yeah, it's been run for 10 years just by Sarah. So bringing me on board is inevitably going to change things up a little bit. So I think that was the biggest speed bump, I would say, in the road. Mm-hmm. Not necessarily a speed bump. It was just one that we had to glide over. But we got there. Just lots of communication and openness. And yeah, it has worked really well for us so far. Did you have anything else to add?
I would say that I have, before I started the Southey Way, I ran three other businesses. And one of those businesses, I had a co-director for that business. This is way back when. And possibly the biggest mistake I ever made. So when I started the Southey Way, I decided I was never, ever going to have a co-director ever again because of past experiences. So when it looked like Jenny was aligning herself into the business beautifully, I was very concerned about it, because not only was this my past experiences rearing their ugly head, but also, at the end of the day, this is my daughter, and I don't want ever for her to go into the business because she feels like she should, or, you know, it's to make me happy. So we did work really slowly to make sure that the alignment was right. Luckily, she has grown up with all the Southey Way principles. I mean, she couldn't avoid them. And actually, I have to say, since Jenny has joined as co-director, I have learned as much from Jenny as she has, hopefully, from me.
Yes, I have, yeah.
And I think that is the sign of a successful partnership, in that having an open, honest and frank discussion about anything, the bumps in the road, the future planning, the finances, the marketing, the literally everything, and being in agreement and going along the same path is the way forward. Yes, we do have our moments, and we've just got to listen to each other and then choose what path we're going to take from there. So long may it last.
I'm sure it will. I'm sure it will. So something you touched on earlier, which I think would be really useful to talk about, is that you're both aligned in terms of your values and your mission, but you're very different in terms of your own choice of health. How does that work with end clients? So, you know, I hope I'm not going to break any client confidentiality, because that would be the wrong thing to do. But let's just say that you've worked with, I don't know, in fact, this person posts it all over social media. So you've worked with James for his own fitness. He posts on social media all the time. I doubted myself for a moment there. And now Jenny may work with James's team. How is it possible to give your own spin within a business? Because of course, a new person's coming into the organization whilst keeping that consistency. I think that'd be a really interesting thing to talk about.
So from my point of view, every person is treated as an individual, and I will respond to that individual for what they tell me and what they work towards. And we do have a rule that what goes on in the shed stays in the shed. So never ever, and even virtually, when we're working online with clients, it's exactly the same. What goes on in the shed stays in the shed. However, I can absolutely say that having a strong ethos and knowing what our company values are means that even when I attract a certain client and Jenny attracts a certain client, we are working from the same song sheet. So we are working purely from the fact that we care. We are completely and utterly independent. We don't associate with anybody. So we never take money off anybody and say, oh, you should have this. So if we recommend something, it's because we think that that individual would benefit from that, not because there's any financial incentive for us to recommend it. You know, our core principles of working in the Southey Way are aligned for the two of us, even though we attract different clients because, you know, we're different people.
No, really, really, really fascinating. Really, really fascinating. So let's talk about the future and the future of the business and the future of the books. What's the vision? What can we look out for?
Well, the SOS Your Life book.
I promised.
Yes, it's really important to me because I can't help everybody in their life. This is my way of helping people with life skills that aren't working with me. So that's really important. There is an idea that
there I'm just going to
so dump Jenny in it now. That SOS Your Life is followed by.
It needs a sibling, Ben. So it needs an SOS Your Health.
Look at that.
So that's where I come in, which is super cool. Just put that out there.
We heard it there first, and I sense that we got a spoiler, and it is exclusive to Get Radio. Well done, Get Radio. No, amazing. So we are coming to the final stint of the show. But I think one of the things that we do like to leave our listeners with is top tips. And I think these top tips need to be around health, because I think that it's so important. And if there's a non-health one, I'm sure we could squeeze in one at the end. But if you were to leave our listeners with a top tip, and just one thing to implement, what would be that top tip? And I'm going to pick on you first, Sarah. Jenny looked away from the camera. Yeah. Well done, Jenny.
The one thing that I would hope everybody could take away to help with their health and their life is to take the responsibility of choosing one thing every day that moves them towards being healthier and happier. No matter how small, just one thing, whether it be going to bed earlier or not watching back-to-back Netflix for the whole day or getting up off the sofa in between episodes, just one thing that is going to create movement and opportunity in their lives.
Amazing. Amazing. And Jenny, last but not least, what's your top tip?
So kind of similar. Any movement is good movement. If you are sat at a desk all day or, you know, stood up all day, like so many people are in the service industries, any movement is going to be good movement external to what you're doing for work or being at home. So having that time for yourself is going to be positive. And if I can add on, there is nothing wrong with being strong in any way, shape or form.
Amazing. No, good tip there. Really, really good tip. Right, we are at the end of the show. So thank you so much to both of you for your thoughts and your contribution and really for the impact that you're both making to so many. And I think it comes across so clearly how passionate you both are, hence the book and Second to Come. So thank you for that. Go on then, Sarah, final plug. How can people get the book?
Just buy it. It's on Kindle. It's on Amazon. You could even just drop us a message and we'll sort it out for you. SOS Good. Your life, everyone. One step at a time.
Good work. So that is the end of the show. So if you have just tuned in, we've had Sarah Southey and Jenny Southey of The Southey Way. We are going to be back next week with some brand new guests talking about a really interesting topic. So we're talking about innovating and giving STEM businesses the foundations to grow, and joined by three really, really great local experts there of Creo Incubator. So we've got Martine, Claudia and Margarita. So that will be really, really great fun. And just a reminder, you can listen to this radio show every Sunday on the radio and online at 11 a.m. And if you would like to listen to a podcast version whilst you're doing healthy things, obviously, then do grab this on any major podcast platform. Or if you would like to see my lovely guests, you can see them and you can look at the video version, which is released on the Get Radio Facebook page and their website every Tuesday. But for whatever you're doing in Oxfordshire, as well as buying Sarah's book, enjoy and we'll see you next week.